Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Follow on the heels of warning.
Somewhat satisfied.
I'm sorry, come again?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is racism and discrimination.
Like 8.
8, thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
10. Reproductive freedom?
10.
10. Immigration?
Immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5.
5, okay. A student loan debt?
10. If there's a level, I'll put 11.
Thank you. K-12 education?
Very important. 10.
10. A job and wages?
10.
10. Democracy?
10.
10. Climate change?
Climate change. God will do what God's going to do. So I put it like maybe a 8.
8. Thank you. Crime and violence?
10.
Okay. Abortion rights?
There are some of you this evening that are...
Really?
They're just dangerously close.
I'm not sure how to do that one, but 10, because everybody should have their own rights. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Voting rights?
10.
10, okay. Healthcare?
10.
And criminal justice reform?
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. May I ask you, what is your race?
What is my race? Black.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
There are only two races, male and female. There's nothing more. There are only two sexes, male and female. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Understand. So it's female, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
64.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor.
Bachelor, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
10, thank you. 10. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
2.
2?
2? Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Tim Wolf.
What?
The first person is Tim Wolf.
Tim Wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a black guy from, which state? He's a black guy, right? I've heard the name. I've heard of him, but I don't have anything to say about him.
Okay, so you have no opinion, or?
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Brian Kemp?
Brian Kemp. Who's Brian Kemp again? One moment, I'm trying to figure out these people.
Sure.
Oh, Brian Kemp. I have no opinion.
Okay. Okay. J.D. Vance?
Who?
J.D. Vance?
Oh, I have no opinion.
Okay. John Ossoff?
No opinion.
Okay. Raphael Warnock?
No opinion.
Brad Raffensperger?
No opinion.
And Andre Dickens?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I can't tell you that. That's my little personal thing.
Understand. So, would you say you're undecided, or...?
Yeah, I could say I'm undecided.
Okay, but if you have to choose, for whom would you vote?
I'm still undecided.
Okay.
I want to vote for somebody. If what's his name was running, I'd vote for him. What's his name? I forgot his name. Okay, go ahead with your more question.
Okay, the options for person to vote are Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
If I was to vote today, maybe none of them.
Okay, understand.
But I'll definitely vote in November.
Understand. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Jasmine from Texas, a lawyer. Jasmine Crockett.
So it would be for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. Am I getting paid for these, all these questions you're asking me? I know you're getting paid. Am I getting paid? Can you send me a check?
It's a free opinion survey. We're about to finish. Just a couple of questions. And we're about to complete the survey.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president?
Oh, I didn't vote.
Ah, okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse,
okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
a big difference.
Big difference, okay.
Like, who really makes a big difference?
Okay, thank you. Now, we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this conference, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Your local mayor?
Wait a moment. My car is off, but the radio is still playing. I don't understand that.
Oh, and this one, we have a list of people or events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, in a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure. A 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You might choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first option is your local mayor.
Your local mayor?
Uh-huh.
From 5.
5, okay. Vice President Harris?
What's the question?
Vice President Harris?
No, I heard her name, but what's the question?
Ah, if you believe that this person prevented progress. A 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress.
I don't know. Skip those questions. I don't understand.
The thing is that we're not able to skip the questions. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. If you think, for example, that Vice President Harris certainly did not prevent progress, you can choose a 0 or between 0 and 5. 5 is that you're not sure. And a 10 means that you believe that certainly Vice President Harris prevented progress.
Okay, 5.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Again, 10.
10, okay. Black voters?
5.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
Okay, and COVID-19 recovery?
5.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we have a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's life. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one could motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement that we have says, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Do you think this statement could motivate you, strongly motivate you to vote, or could not motivate you to vote at all?
No, it would not motivate me to vote.
Okay, and in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means would not motivate you to vote at all, and a 10 means could strongly motivate you?
Maybe 6.
6, okay, thank you. The next statement says, because we voted in March, The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial...
Gonna cut off. How many more questions do you have?
Right now, we have the 80% of the survey. Just like five more questions.
It's cutting. It's dying. So, I don't know. If you want to call back tomorrow.
Let me try to do it as fast as I can. And if we cannot finish it, I can... Adios. Me quedé 78%. Sí, es que se me estaba muriendo el teléfono. Ay, qué sad. Necesito el numerito.